3-2 Ice Hawks. And this one, again, won back by Shane over Jimmy Hayes to the Grand Rapids bench. This one's tipped up by Almquist, and we'll do it again in the neutral zone. Hayes taking a lot more draws recently for the Ice Hawks. St. Pierre against Shea now, and this one's won back by Grand Rapids into their own zone. Here is Adam Almquist, the super Swede, or one of them. As this one is iced down in the first two, it is Ben Yowds. Nice play there from Yowds, beating Nestrosil to the puck.
Yeah, that was a risky play there by Hutton to let that puck slide out. Of course, if he comes out to play the puck or make a move to the puck, the icing is wiped off. But he trusted Yowds that he was going to, you know, I guess, separate himself from Nyquist, and he did.
You know, it's tough to see from a goaltender's angle as well. It's coming from the opposite end of the ice. It was 2 inches wide of the post. I mean, he had to be very confident as the faceoff is won back here by the Ice Hogs at the left side. It's Broadhurst trying to center one in front, still loose. As Mills trying to pick it up. He'll play it back down. His shot is blocked off a skate, and here comes Grand Rapids through the neutral zone. A nice pass here for Perret. Perret at the right circle. He'll pump the brakes, looking for Nyquist in front of the net, and it's poked away by him. He'll try to play it back down, but right wing, it's picked up by Clendenning, who backhands it, looking for his defensive partner, Ryan Stanton, but he had moved out of the way, and now it's Stanton taking it up off the puck from Carter Hutton. Stanton looking for a breakout pass. This one over the stick of Peary, and it's sticked down by Mills, but now loose in the neutral zone where Glendenning tries to play it, but here come the Ice Hogs. Two on two into the zone. Peary, left circle. He'll send one just wide of the blocker side of Peter Mrazek. Mills goes down, but it goes down behind the net now for Peary. He gets pinned along the boards by Brennan Evans. Evans, a 6'4 defenseman there for Grand Rapids. It's still loose. Evans comes out with it. Battling for it now is the captain, Martin St. Pierre, for the Ice Hogs. Still loose behind the net. It's going to be Glendenning coming out with Grand Rapids, and finally they're able to get it out of zone. One on three. They'll play it off the boards, and they don't gain the zone as Mitch Callahan is now called offside with 11:07 left in period number two.
Yeah, hit the linesman with that chip in, but man, I love seeing that when Brad Mills goes into the corner. He's such a gritty player. It's not easy to be that gritty, and Mills, I love with that addition to this Ice Hawks roster. See, he brings that extra grit that this team needs.
Yeah, a lot of the guys that they've been bringing on, you look at your Kendall McCardles, you look at your Brad Mills, your Matthew Beaudoins, guys who do it on both ends of the ice, and they're not afraid to get dirty. They're not afraid to work in the corners and behind the net and do the dirty work. Into the far corner, it's Grand Rapids now coming out with it. Ice Hogs can't keep this one in as it's played out into the neutral zone. Lalonde picks it up, looking for Ben Smith. He gets it stripped away there, and coming out with it is Nestrosil. Actually, Max Nicastro for the Griffins. At the center ice line, cross ice passes. Grand Rapids gains zone. Poke checked away there from Lalonde. Here come the Ice Hogs through the neutral zone. Ben Smith board pass for himself, but the first to it this time is Tomas Yurko, who started the scoring tonight, 2:22 into this game. 3-2 Hogs with 10:30 left in the second. Grand Rapids gains the zone. Nyquist, a backhand pass, looking for Nicastro. Intercepted there from Yowds. He plays it up along the boards, looking for a breakaway for Svensson, but the first to it is Nathan Paish, the defenseman of the Griffins. Neutral zone now. Here's McCardle. Gains his zone with his speed. Quick wrister, and it's in the chest of Mrazek. No rebound given up, and he'll freeze it with 10-10 left in the second.
He gets rid of that puck quick. You brought that up back in the first period on a shot that he had from the right circle, and there was another situation that time. He had the puck, and it was a quick release, and, you know, you talk the difference between a quick snapshot and a slap shot. Slap shot, everybody knows you're shooting. Snapshot, like what he took there, sometimes you can surprise the goalie.
Yeah, it's the second shot of the night that you can really say, you know, just such a quick release. As Ice Hogs can't win this faceoff, is now dumped into the neutral zone off the glass and high, but this one's deflected up over the glass for another whistle. 10:04 left, and this one will come right back to the left of Peter Mrazek in the Grand Rapids defensive zone.
Hogs in this period so far, Slavko, just four shots on goal. And, you know, you say, well, geez, they really slowed down. I think it's the Griffins, who have seven, already matched their first period shot total. They've stepped it up a bit. I'm sure they got a little tongue-lashing at the first intermission.
Beach takes this draw for the Ice Hogs and loses it back as it's played now into the neutral zone. Grand Rapids turns it over to Klaus Dahlbeck, back to his D partner, Ben Yowds, who plays it up through the neutral zone. Beach tips it into the corner, pinching his McCardle, and he gets it back to Beach. He fakes the shot, looking for a centering pass, plays it up along the boards. Beach still with it, now on the left side, looking out to the point. He's got Dahlbeck. Instead, he sends one out in front. It's blocked down, and Grand Rapids comes out with it.
Yeah, Beach kind of stuck, not no man's land, but he only really had one option when he skated that puck to the point, and that was to fire a puck back in front. Never a bad thing to put a puck in on net.
Here come the Ice Hogs, 3-on-3. McCardle will tip it down into the corner as the Hogs make a change. All three forwards come out. Clendenning, Hayes, and Stanton come down for the Ice Hogs. Is now coming out with it is Grand Rapids. Through the middle of the ice, it's Trevor Parks, gains his zone. His shot is blocked down by Stanton, and now Parks will come off as well, so both teams making some changes here. Stanton plays it back to his partner, Clint Denny. Through the zone, misses a pass looking for Martin St. Pierre. Grand Rapids has it back. It's Billings chasing it down behind the net of Mrazek. A forecheck here from St. Pierre and Morin. Isog still able to hold it on. Nice play there from Clendenning at the blue line, but this time Grand Rapids able to clear it out all the way back to the front of the net of Carter Hutton, where it's Ryan Stanton fielding the puck. 8:45 left in the second, 3-2 Hogs. Stanton looking to set up a rush here. Two forecheckers for Grand Rapids. Pass out from Stanton. Cross ice now. Hayes at the center ice line. Another cross ice back to Lone. Here's Clendenning now in front. Shooting. Save, and it trickles in just wide of the near post. Clendenning in on the rush there, and he can't get that second opportunity. Good pass from Jimmy Hayes, cross ice. A little give and go there from the defenseman and the forward.
Almost actually hit Evans and went in off the net. We've seen that a couple times against this year.
Hogs still have it in the zone, but they make a change. Now Grand Rapids comfortably with it, able to clear it out as Broadhurst chases down. This one goes up off the glass, comes off to the middle of the ice off a stanchion. Here's Mills. Gains the zone, gets a move there to get around a defender of the Griffins, leaves it there for Peary. Peary picks it up in the far corner. He's got Lalonde moving to the front of the net. Peary back towards the middle of the ice. At the blue line, he does find Lalonde now at the near bottom of the circle. He sends one in, gloved down by Mrazek, and he's able to scoop that one up cleanly. 7:50 left in the second. 3-2 Ice Hogs right here on the Ice Hogs Broadcasting Network. 3-2 Hogs face off to the right of Peter Mrazek, one back by Grand Rapids, played along the boards there by Brett Skinner. Not getting a lot of shifts for the defenseman. Broadhurst sends one in. It's padded away there from Mrazek into the near corner. Played out, pinching is Dahlbeck. Still loose, coming out with his Mills. His shot is well wide of the far post. And now pinching at the far right corner is Ben Yao. It's back out, a one-timer for Mills. Deflected and just wide of the near post. Again, another pinch from Dahlbeck. The defenseman getting involved in the attack here. Centering pass from Peary. No good, looking for Brad Mills. And along the half boards far side, Mills gets it knocked down for Broadhurst in the corner. This one's going to come out to Gustav Nyquist, who will clear the zone. And the Griffins come back the other way. Played in off the boards. They gain the zone. Mitch Callahan, who had a hat trick the last time these two teams faced off, pinches Ben Yowds into the glass there, but still loose, goes out into the far corner. Callahan battling along with Dahlbeck. Comes out a one-timer high off Hutton. He lets it go out of his glove, but jumps on top of it with 6:59 left in period number two. Still 3-2 Hogs. Hogs will now have a defensive zone faceoff, but both teams make some changes.
That shot looked pretty innocent there from the point, but where it hit Hutton, kind of awkward, and he did a good job with the rebound control. Yeah, the puck hit the ice, but he knew exactly where it was at and pounced on it, but kind of an awkward sequence.
He left his skates there to jump up high to get it. It looked like he might have hit him on the throat protector or somewhere just under the mask. Face-off, one back by the Ice Hogs, and it's Lavin playing it along for Lalonde. Hogs trying to get it out. Beaudoin backhands it into the neutral zone, and Ben Smith is able to scoop this one up. Back for Lalonde. Cross ice for Lavin. Lavin looking to get this breakout going. Ben Smith gains the zone. He gets taken down. No call here as it's down into the near corner. Almquist battling along with Ben Smith. Still doing some dirty work in the corner. Smith and Almquist again going at it, but coming out with it is Nathan Pache, the assistant captain for Grand Rapids. He skies it into the neutral zone where it's picked up by Lalonde. I think Sean Lalonde's playing a lot of good hockey here for the Ice Hogs. This one's played up into the Ice Hogs bench. 6:20 left.
You know, with the lockout and the surplus of players here, unfortunately for Lalonde and even Dylan Olsen, who's out injured right now, they were stuck in a rotation, not getting in the lineup as consistently. Well, Lalonde got that opportunity to be consistently in the lineup. And like you said, Slavko, I agree. He's been doing a pretty solid job for the Ice Hogs, and he needs to continue that development.
This faceoff will come out to center ice, where Flick wins it back against Louis-Marc Aubry. Haven't seen him a ton in this game so far. Through the neutral zone, Flick looking for McCardle. This one's going to go down in the boards. Flick chasing against Nicastro, and Nicastro will get the better of him this time. Tristan Grant on the far boards plays it back down into the corner. Good work here from Kyle Beach along the boards, as well as McCardle. McCardle almost gets a high stick there, but Grand Rapids comes out with it. And now through the neutral zone, big hit up high. Stanton collides with Parks, and Stanton's stick goes flying. Puck now in the near corner in the Ice Hogs defensive zone. McCardle battling along the board. Stanton comes back, and he gets crunched. And now it's still loose, picked up by Parks. Right point, back to the cross ice. Left point, a shot here. Rebound in front. Hutton makes two big saves. This one tipped up over the net. Far corner now, Grand Rapids looking to center. This is Parks, and McCardle gets this one out to the center of the ice, where Stanton's able to clear it out. Played off the boards by Flick. He's got Beach on a breakaway. Beach at the right circle. He gets taken down. He goes flying into the net. We've got a whistle.
And no penalty, though.
5:23 left. Beach gets taken down hard. But first, we'll take our last timeout of period number two. We'll be back with more on the Ice Hogs Broadcasting Network.